This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Mohan Charan Majhi was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Odisha at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this afternoon. Along with him, two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Pravita Parida, as well as a number of ministers, were also sworn in. This is the first time the BJP is forming a government in the state on its own, ending the 24-year rule of Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal. 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP Legislature Party last evening in the presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. Earlier in the day, Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna district. 24 newly elected members, including three from the Janasena Party and one from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were also sworn in the Council of Ministers. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit to be held on the 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said India has been invited as an outreach country. He said this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed deep shock over the devastating fire incident in Kuwait City that has reportedly claimed over 40 lives and has left over 50 hospitalized. Mr. Jaishankar has conveyed his condolences to the families of the victims and wished an early and full recovery to the injured. Meanwhile, Indian Ambassador to Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, visited different hospitals to meet Indians injured in the incident. The embassy has also released an emergency helpline number, +965-6550-5246. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed sadness at the fire mishap in Kuwait City. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued an advisory to the centre, state governments and UT administrations to ensure widows' welfare and protection of their human rights. The commission has advised to ensure that the benefits of welfare schemes for widows reaches to them through a single window system. The Commission said the collector and district magistrate should be made accountable for the implementation of various welfare schemes regarding food, shelter, dignity and the protection of property. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry has said both Israel and Hamas committed war crimes and grave violations of international law during the first months of the Israel-Hamas war that started on 7th October 2023. The findings are from two parallel reports, one focusing on Hamas attacks on 7th October 2023 and another on Israel's military response. The expert panel was commissioned by the UN-backed Human Rights Council to look into rights violations and abuses in Israel and the Palestinian areas it controls. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams are entering the match undefeated in their previous two outings. The men in blue secured wins against Pakistan and Ireland, while USA triumphed over Canada and Pakistan in the previous encounters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.